This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The central figure in the Bridgegate scandal testified today against two top Christie officials. David Wildstein has already pleaded guilty to the Traffic for Political Retribution scheme. Today he acknowledged that his work for Chris Christie went far beyond just blocking lanes on the George Washington Bridge. Beginning in 2010, 3 full years before Christie's re-election, Wildstein was working to get Democratic mayors to endorse the governor to make a bipartisan case for a Christie presidency. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein has just returned from the federal courthouse in Newark. She joins me now in our studio.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Andrea. So Governor Christie has denied he ever had all that much to do with Wildstein. I take it that's not how Wildstein describes it.
No. So though Wildstein said he and the governor weren't close friends, he said he discussed the strategy of using Port Authority resources to court Democratic mayors with Chris Christie personally. And by Port Authority resources, he meant money for local towns, grants, maybe equipment for local mayors, but even things like bits of burnt steel from the former World Trade Center were handed out to the mayors because the Port Authority runs that site. Wildstein described a scheme that he'd thought of to fly 100 flags at the World Trade Center on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, attach them to certificates signed by Governor Christie and the chair of the Port Authority, David Sampson. And all of these things, the money, the flags, the bits of steel, they would only go to Democrats if Christie's team thought they were likely to endorse. The mayor of Fort Lee got 11 pieces of steel, which was as much as the New York Fire Department.
But we know he didn't endorse. Wildstein was a political junkie. He was a blogger. And then Christie puts him at the Port Authority to be director of interstate capital projects. Did Wildstein describe his job there?
Yeah. I mean, he said quite directly that he was put there by Christie to be the bad cop, to Bill Baroni's good cop. Bill Baroni is the former Port Authority deputy director who's now on trial.
Mm-hmm.
Wildstein described Baroni as, before 2014, quote, one of my closest personal friends. The two even had a special language. Wildstein said that he was brought in to be aggressive on behalf of Governor Christie, who he and Baroni described as the constituency of one. That was part of their special language. Wildstein said everything they did for Chris Christie, mustering resources, gaining labor endorsements. It was all to bolster Christie's reelection numbers.
How much contact did Wildstein have with Christie's closest aides other than Baroni?
Really a lot, given how much Christie has distanced himself from Wildstein. Wildstein said he was very close friends with Bill Stepien, who was Christie's campaign manager and who now works for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And Wildstein said he was friends with Michael Duhaime, Christie's outside political strategist, and with Michael Druniak, Christie's former spokesman. He says he spoke all the time with these men, Christie's brain trust, in person, by phone, by text. He even said in the early days, by AOL Instant Messenger. And although Wildstein said he and Christie didn't have a telephone relationship, there was a very tight circle in the governor's office of top men, and Wildstein was right in it. So the prosecution began to lay out a case that Bridget Kelly, who's the other defendant, was also close to Wildstein and was also in this circle. Wildstein said he viewed her as his boss, and at that point in the testimony, Kelly just shook her head and her lawyers kind of tightened their mouths. Mm.
And there's already been testimony that Wildstein was a dirty trickster. We've been told that Baroni's defense will argue that he's a liar who got a plea deal to testify. Has the prosecution so far been able to corroborate his testimony, to bolster him?
There really is a significant amount of documentary evidence being presented. Emails, Google Docs. Earlier today, we heard the testimony of Matt Maurer. So he's not a household name, but actually he also has a big deal job for Donald Trump. And he was really key to the Bridgegate case. At the time, he was in charge of courting a lot of the Democratic mayors, of cajoling them, of giving the gifts for them. He worked in Bridget Kelly's department. And as of October 2011, so this is 2 years before the reelection campaign, Maurer's set up a spreadsheet. This is in the governor's office, to track the favors of what he called the Democratic targets. They were tracking everything from those gifts of World Trade Center steel to tickets in the governor's box at MetLife Stadium.
So Monday, more direct examination?
More direct examination. We're expecting Wildstein to be on the stand for at least two more days. He is, of course, the government's star witness since he pleaded guilty and is now cooperating with them. But even so, he still faces up to 15 years in jail.
All right. And WNYC will be there. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. Thanks so much.
Thank you.